صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. I would request the sisters to come on this side, on the women's side. And brothers, if you can come close, those who can sit on the floor, please come close and take part in this program. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alaykum Salaam. We want to start with the khutbah of Holy Prophet of Islam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the beginning of the month of Ramadan, and then I will inshallah speak about the darajat of ziyafatullah, the different levels of ziyafat in this holy month of Ramadan. Regarding the khutbah, I will read a few lines and inshallah we'll brighten our hearts with the beautiful words of our Prophet. It is narrated from Imam Raza alayhi salam, who narrates from Imam Ali alayhi salam, Inna Rasulallahi khatabana dhata yawmin faqal. The Holy Prophet gave this speech, delivered this speech. And in other places we find that this speech was narrated on the Friday, the Jum'ah, apparently right before the start of the holy month of Ramadan. And the Holy Prophet said, Ayyuhan Nas, and this part I think I have mentioned some of it before, Ayyuhan Nas, innahu qad aqbala ilaykum shahrullahi bil barakati wal rahmati wal maghfirah. Shahrun huwa indallahi afdalu shuhur وأيامه أفضل الأيام ولياليه أفضل الليالي وساعاته أفضل الساعات. O people, the month of Allah has come to you with barakat, blessings and mercy and forgiveness. This is a month which is in the eyes of Allah, before Allah, the best of all the months, and its days are the best of all days. And its nights are the best of the nights, and its hours are the best of the hours in the whole year, that is. Huwa shahrun du'itum fihi ila ziyafatillah wa ju'iltum fihi min ahli karamatillah. This is a month in which you are invited to the ziyafat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you have been made among the people who have received honor from Allah, ahli karamatillah. Anfasukum fihi tasbih. Your breaths that you know, are tasbih. When you are breathing, you are glorifying Allah. Wa nawmukum fihi ibadatun. And your sleep in this month is worship. Wa amalukum fihi maqbulun. And your actions in this month are accepted. Wa du'aukum fihi mustajab. And your prayers in this month are maqbool, mustajab, accepted, granted. Fas'alullaha rabbakum biniyatin sadiqatin wa qulubin tahira. So ask you all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your Lord, with intentions which are true, wa qulubin tahira, and hearts that are pure. And yuwaffiqakum li siyamih, that He will enable you and give you the ability to observe the fast in this month. Wa tilawati kitabihi, and the reading and recitation of His book. Fa inna ash-shaqiyya man hurima ghufrana Allah fi hadha ash-shahr al-azim. Because the shaqi, the one who has sa'id, is a person who achieves all pleasures, you know, the divine pleasures, spiritual pleasures. Shaqi is a person who has been deprived of all spiritual pleasures and kamalat. Man hurima ghufran Allah. A person who has been denied forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this holy month. وَذْكُرُوا بِجُوعِكُمْ وَعَتَشِكُمْ فِيهِ جُوعَ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ وَعَتَشَوْا. And remember with this hunger and thirst, the hunger of the day of Qiyamah and the thirst of the day of Qiyamah. وَتَصَدَّقُوا عَلَى فُقَرَائِكُمْ وَمَسَاكِينِكُمْ. And be helpful, charitable, تَصَدَّقُوا, toward the poor, your poor people. وَمَسَاكِينِكُمْ, your destitute. وَوَقِّرُوا كِبَارَكُمْ. And give respect, show respect to your elders, elderly. وَرْحَمُوا صِغَارَكُمْ. And show mercy to your young ones. وَرْحَمُوا وَصِلُوا أَرْحَامَكُمْ. And reach out to your blood relations, your relatives. وَحْفَظُوا أَلْسِنَتَكُمْ. And guard your tongue. Watch over what you say. وَغُضُّوا عَمَّا لَا يَحِلُّ النَّظَرُ إِلَيْهِ أَبْصَارَكُمْ. And lower your gaze from things that are not allowed for your eyes to see. وَعَمَّا لَا يَحِلُّ الْإِسْتِمَاعُ إِلَيْهِ أَسْمَعَكُمْ. And that which is not allowed for your ears to listen, guard against that. Do not let your ears take in that kind of information, those kind of sounds, and your eyes from that kind of sights. وَتَحَنَّنُوا عَلَىٰ أَيْتَامِ النَّاسِ يُتَحَنَّنُوا عَلَىٰ أَيْتَامِكُمْ. And show, love, compassion to the orphans of other people, so that your orphans receive the same kind of compassion from people. وَتُوبُوا إِلَىٰ اللَّهِ مِنْ ذُنُوبِكُمْ. And turn towards Allah, repent to Allah from your sins. وَرْفَعُوا إِلَيْهِ أَيْدِيَكُمْ. And raise your hands in dua in this month. فِي أَوْقَاتِ الصَّلَاةِ صَلَوَاتِكُمْ. In the time of Fajr, Zuhur, Maghrib, Isha, raise your hands before Allah. Why? فَإِنَّهَا أَفْضَلُ السَّاعَاتِ. Because the timings of prayers are the best of the timings. In this month, ينظر الله فيها بالرحمة إلى عباده. Allah looks at His servants with rahmat, with mercy in these timings. يجيبهم إذا ناجوه, answers them when they call out to Him. ويلبيهم إذا نادوه, and responds to them, replies to them. يلبي means say لبيك. يلبي means تلبية. Allah says لبيك يا عبدي, for example. When you say Ya Rabb, He says لبيك عبدي, ويستجيب لهم إذا دعوه, and responds to them, answers them when they ask Him. This part in this khutbah, تحننوا على أيتام الناس, show compassion towards the orphans of the people, so that your orphans receive the same kind of compassion. There is this human principle, universal principle. I think they call it golden rule or golden principle, something like that. That do unto others what you expect to receive from others. And expect from others what others would respect from you. So it's vice versa. And this principle, which is in all religions, and even atheists and all philosophers all over the world, different religious traditions all subscribe to this principle, that what you don't like for yourself, do not like for another person, right? What you want to give other people, would you like to receive it yourself? If something is not, you don't like something, then do not like it for another person. This has been endorsed in this part of the khutbah, that show compassion to other people so that others, there is truth in it. Such universal principles that are subscribed to by all people in the world, You know, they are the common bonds between all religions and all people. Such principles should be a basis of understanding and dialogue. Not things which are found in one scripture and another, and you try to find, you know, common things. Because even the things which you seem to be common between two scriptures are not so common that as much as they sound. Because their interpretation of those things is different from the interpretation that you have from what you have in your scripture. For example, the word God is appeared in one scripture and another. If you talk about God, they have another sense of God, and you have another sense of God. Right? Often it creates confusion because you ask the person, well, don't you believe in God? And they don't agree with you. No, we don't believe in the same God. Unfortunately, this is the case. If you have any experience with interfaith dialogue, you will see that God seems to be the one theme that is common between all people. You see, no, it's not. Certain human principles are. This golden principle, this is a common thing between all faith that can be used to build bridges. Ya ayyuhan nas inna anfusakum marhunatun bi a'malikum. O people, your souls are tied to your actions, as if you are your souls are in the grip of your actions. Whatever you have done, you have been held ransom, as if, you know, with your deeds, with your actions. Marhunatun bi amal fa fukuha bi istighfarikum. So release your soul, release your nufus, free your souls through istighfar. Wazuhurakum, your backs, thaqilatun min awzarikum. Your backs have been burdened with your own burden that you have laid on your back. فَخَفِّفُوا عَنْهَا بِطُولِ سُجُودِكُمْ. So lighten your burden by, you know, prolonging your sajda. Do long sajda. That burden you are carrying, that saqilatun, awzar, those burdens that you are carrying will go away through the long sajdas that you do. This month is a really good time to do that. I will briefly shed some light on the different levels of ziyafat. We mentioned from the thing day one, we started discussions that this is a month of divine ziyafat. You are mihman, you are guests of Allah in this month. And a guest receives something. And so the share everyone has from this ziyafat is not the same. In this regard, you find that the Holy Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, is reported that he said, "Inna aysara maftaradallahu ta'ala ala as-sa'im fi siyamihi tarku at-ta'ami wash-sharab." The most basic level of fasting is to avoid food and drink. Material things, that the nine muqtalat in of roza, you know, sexual things and food and drink and other things, you know, avoiding those is the fundamental and most basic level of fasting. Aysara maftarada, the lowest thing which Allah has demanded from the person who is fasting is to stay away from food and drink. The second level is that all the muharramat, all the things that are haram upon the person, ghibah, tuhmat, kizb, you know, backbiting, lying, slander, you know, other things, sins of the eye, sins of the ear, those have to be avoided. By the way, in the most basic level of fasting, there are other things also we need to avoid. For example, there are certain moral things which are also muptalat of fasting. Also, they break the fast. For instance, ascribing something to one of the ma'asumeen that is not true, or that has not been reported. For example, a person in the state of fasting, he says, "Qala Rasulullah," and you start saying something. Right? And you are not quoting from a book of hadith. You are not saying, for example, "Qala Rasulullah," and say, "Here is what it says." If you don't quote exact words and you say Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, or Imam Ali or one of the Ashab Ma'asumin al-Muslim said something, you broke your fast just now. The fast is batil, it's finished. You have to finish till the end of the day, but the fast is batil. It's among the mubtilat of Ruzah to nisbatul kizb ila ahad al-Ma'asumin. Now, a kizb doesn't have to be kizb like you want to say something lie about the... No, you had a good intention. You wanted to say something good. But since you don't remember it correctly, so you should not say Imam Hussain said this. If you say Imam Hussain said this, then you are stuck. It's mubtal. But the fast thing, the sawm, is batil. So instead, if you want to say something and not sure about it, I don't know. I read in one of the books. Don't say Imam said it. They say, I read in one of the books some very nice phrase and it sounds something like this. Or if you're 80% sure about the 90% sure of the meaning, but you don't remember the words, I mean, I would say 100% sure about the meaning, but not sure about the words, then say the madmoon has been narrated. This content, this meaning is found in the hadith, but don't say, these are the words of Imam. When you say, these are the words of Imam, broke your fast. That's among the basic level of fasting, those 9 mubtalat that are mentioned. We can go over inshallah another time. So, the second level is to stay away from other haram things of the eye, of ears and other things. Right? Like that incident which is narrated in history, and I don't remember the exact words, and many of you would have heard it. A woman was bad-mouthing another woman. Bad-mouthing in the street, and the Prophet heard this woman screaming and saying, bad words to her neighbor. Foul language. The Holy Prophet asked someone to bring that woman to him. And when she came, it was the month of Ramadan. When she came, the Prophet presented food to her. He said, here's food for you. She said, Ya Rasulullah, I'm fasting. He said, fasting, and this is the meaning, kind of meaning we find, the fasting is not just from eating and drinking. So, which means that the fasting from food and drink, right, it is shartu sihat al sawm. There's a condition of the fast being correct. But it's not shart of qubuli of sawm, qabul of sawm, That does not mean just because we stayed away from those 9 things, muftarat, then our fasting is accepted also. No, accepting means stay from those all other muharramat. Among them is ghibat, tuhmat and other things, fuhsh and other things, Those things, when lined up next to these things, then the fasting goes up. إِلَيْهِ يَسْعَدُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبِ وَأَمَلُ الصَّالِحِ يَرْفَعُهُ. Amal al-Saleh is then this kind of fasting becomes Amal al-Saleh, which takes the Kalimut Tayyib up, the niyat that you had and the aqeedah, the iman and the belief that you had. This Amal al-Saleh is going to take this niyat and this belief up, because this is like an elevator. Such an action is an elevator which takes the things up, otherwise it stays here. Yes, you will not be punished for not fasting. If you, for example, said a ghibat during fasting, okay, it's saqit, the taklif. You have done your duty of basic fasting, but the fast is not going up. You're only punished for not fasting, but you may be punished, a person may be punished, al-iyadu billah, for those other things. That because of, for example, dishonoring the month of Ramadan, for instance. The third level of fasting, and this really, really is something for us to aim for, and it's not easy and it's very hard, but this is the third and the highest level of fasting. Fasting of the heart. It means that nothing should make you ghafil from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it's halal or haram. Neither the haram things get in the way between you and Allah, nor even the halal things distract you from zikrullah, from remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And obviously this requires that all the himmat and talash, all the effort that you have, you put that effort to remember Allah in this month. That is the third and the highest level of fasting that a person can do. Because if for example, a person attends to dunya, for example, during the daytime is worrying about where would I get my food for iftar? What would I eat? How would I? That means he's not trusting Allah. According to Ghazali, has been quoted here. He said, this person who is worrying about what to eat, he doesn't believe Allah is Raziq. Allah is the provider. He thinks that I am the provider of myself. If I don't do it, I won't have anything to eat. But more than that, that's Ghazali's view. But the more important thing is just the fact that he has distracted himself from, he's lost that third level of fasting. Just that he thought about dunya, halal, thought about something else, is not fasting anymore. That's what, you know, here we find this ayat of Holy Quran, Surah An'am, قُلِ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ ذَرْهُمْ فِي خَوْضِئِمْ يَلْعَبُونَ. Say Allah, and then leave them to in their battle, to play and do whatever they want. When you say Allah, then leave everything else. ذَرْهُمْ فِي, you know, خَوْضِهِمْ يَلْعَبُونَ. They are deep in this, you know, dirt and the filth of this dunya. Leave them be and let them do what they are. You are with Allah, and then just be with Allah. And here the guide, the last line I will just say that and finish this, that is narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, where he said, Allahumma sallallahu in Ghurarul Hikam wa Durarul Kalim, in that collection of the sayings of our first Imam, he says, Sawmul Qalb khayrum min siyamil lisan. The fasting of the heart is better than the fasting of the tongue. Was siyamul lisan khayrum min siyamil batn. And the fasting of the tongue is better than the fasting of the stomach. So clearly he mentions three different stages of fasting, three different levels. And actually, within these three levels also, based on the niyat of a person and ma'rifat of a person, you know, the levels can be more than three. But starting from the belly, from the stomach, to the tongue, to the heart. And that's when you reach the level of the heart, then truly, you know, this is what is expected of a person who is fasting. Because now his whole system, you know, heart, aql, body, everything is in submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Islam. This is the tasdeeq. This is the iman. This is what a person becomes a Muslim. This is really truly a Muslim. A Muslim is supposed to be like this. He cannot and does not think of anything other than Allah. He sees Allah in everything. In this dunya even he sees Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakumullah khairul jazaa wa taqabbalallahu a'malakum. Salawat. Oh.